Adagir, Tuesday mornings, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Brother Ismail Lambert, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam, Malana Waja. How are you this morning?
Alhamdulillah, very well. And yourself, Brother Ismail?
Alhamdulillah, all good.
Alhamdulillah. So, Brother Ismail, you know, this COVID-19, the pandemic, it threw everybody off guard. It came at a time when nobody knew about it. Nobody was expecting it. Families were then, had to adjust their whole strategies. School children had to now start working from home, getting homework and assignments through various online platforms. And very interestingly, very importantly, many companies had to now put in different strategies with people working from home. So being able to manage a team became something very, very important all of a sudden. And then obviously looking at the work that you do and with the team that you manage, it would be, you're perfectly poised to have this discussion with us. So what has been your experience with managing your team remotely?
Chimalana, I think like you've articulated, the pandemic has come obviously quite unannounced, and this has forced corporates and everyone alike to really tailor make these systems and get employees productive as much as possible. We've also seen the impact that the economy has taken, and I think companies out there had to really start re-looking at investment in systems and tools to quickly get some momentum on the ground. So in my case, it has been a good experience so far, alhamdulillah, because our IT department has come through for us in the sense that they've expanded licenses with MS Teams, the Microsoft Teams product. And this has enabled people to really restore connectivity. They've had to issue 3G cards, etc. But I think that was really only the technology component. More than that, there's been some huge learnings along the way in terms of how to start managing a team that you haven't seen for over 3 months now. So I had to really dig deep and do some reading and really try to understand what would be some of the techniques and tips that I could, try and use to still keep a coherent workforce. So some of them has really been, most of them have been around the issue of emotional intelligence and really staying abreast of what your employees or team members are going through. I'd like to share some of the ones that I think work quite well. The one is to almost do a scheduled check-in session. And I think the key word is it has to be scheduled. So employees working from home that have now taken on demands of assisting kids with homeschooling, etc., have some predictability in the sense that there's a scheduled discussion with their manager at a predetermined time, and they can, plan quite nicely to make themselves available. They can be calm about it, so it's not something that they got to respond to on the fly. And these daily or even periodic check-ins tend to be quite an effective way where before you get to the business of the day, you really spend a few minutes asking each team member about how has this remote working arrangement been for them, allow them to vent if there's any technological issues or connectivity. And we've heard some people talk about, maybe the geographic locations are not great. They've been experiencing connectivity issues. Others have been having some other domestic issues in terms of not having adequate help. And I think if you just provide that support system, already half the battle is won, because they honestly feel that you are taking the time to listen and appreciate the challenges and not simply expecting them to take on these multiple roles that they've really been forced into. I think also, Mulana, we've seen all these little photos representing remote work, which portray a parent holding a child and typing on a laptop, or the kids sitting on the sofa or living room floor. And it almost creates this picture of a chaos. And it doesn't have to be that way. Alhamdulillah, we're quite privileged. Our deen tends to be quite organized, and it forces us to plan appropriately. So, if people understand these are their expectations and their deliverables, and they've got a compassionate manager, they are supported by technology, there are these virtual check-ins, it does work quite well. And alhamdulillah, it has been working quite nicely.
Jazakallah, Brother Ismail. What would you say are some of the challenges that that you may be faced in managing the team remotely?
I think the key challenge, Maulana, is everyone's preferred management preference. So some employees tend to require that face-to-face interaction or that kind of affirmation of what they're doing or acknowledgement. But I think, like I said previously, if you really explain to them that the dynamic has changed and you still are there for them, that issue can be quickly dealt with. Some of the other complexities that I found would be, sometimes receiving only information virtually via email or written correspondence tends to lose the personal element in it, and often it just takes a little bit of EQ to be able to not respond simply to emails that come across. It often have perhaps not the tone that you expected, etc., because it's easy in the workplace where you go up to a colleague and you say, can you explain the context of which this email was sent? So it tends to create a little bit of complexities in that space. But again, just being a bit more tolerant and giving everyone the time to adjust and trying to handle things the best way possible, it can be done. I'm quite confident.
Final question, Brother Ismail. How can teams working remotely still strive for top performance?
So I think, Maulana, the main thing about teams is that element of cohesiveness. And I came across something in the Harvard Business Review the other day, which I'd like to share. They call it, it's a virtual pizza party. So they say that even though productivity may be, may be gained by everyone simply churning out their outputs, etc., it's important to plan these kind of allowed social interaction. So this virtual pizza party that I read about says that what a manager can do or a leader is, order some pizzas and have them delivered to their respective team members and say that, we're going to be having this little social at 10 o'clock. So everyone will have their videos on and, you only start opening your pizza and enjoying it at around a certain time. So there are these little hacks that you can use. And it definitely aids in the productivity and the morale of a team. So I haven't tried that one yet. But if I can locate a good halal pizza franchise that distributes geographically, I'm happy to try that. And I'll let you know next week how it went, inshallah.
Jay, most certainly. We look forward to listening to your answer and how well it worked for you guys.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Brother Ismail, Jazakallah so much for your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you in abundance.
Amen.